T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You think this week's going to be a circus?
They're going to try to avoid it. I know the broadcast, we talked with Jay Feely earlier, they're going to probably, you'll talk about it like early in the game, but I don't think it's going to carry out through the actual broadcast of the game. It's on the road. I do think there'll be some Houston Texans fans there that will be heckling for sure. Mm-hmm. We have the scene with the Tony Busby suite where the 10 accusers are going to join him to be at the game. I don't know if that makes the broadcast, but I don't know. Do you think it's going to be a circus?
I think the media is going to be a circus because I think there are going to be a lot of takes this week, and I think there's going to be a lot of outrage this week. I think some of that's going to be phony. I think some of it will be well-founded. But I think the media is going to be a bit of a circus. I don't know that the atmosphere will be, though. Yeah. Did you hear Landry, the former producer for 92.3 The Fan?
I knew he was coming on. I did not hear it.
So he now does middays on 610 Sports in Houston. And he was kind of like, the Texans fans are not engaged. So, you know, will there be some fans that show up that are heated and want to boo him? Yes. Obviously, he did. I think the Busby thing was out by the time he was on, so he mentioned that. But he was like, he actually said he expects to see a lot of Browns fans on Sunday. So I don't know. When I envisioned this game 6 months ago, I thought full stadium, booze. Maybe the Texans might be a game or two better than they were last year. I think they were a 4-win team last year, but they've been so non-competitive that. I mean, I don't think Texans fans can muster up dislike of Deshaun Watson because they got a team that I think they might dislike more than their former quarterback. Up until the lawsuits, I don't think a lot of Texans fans hated Deshaun Watson. I think they kind of got it. And I think anybody listening to Landry Locker this morning with Ken and Anthony, I think that kind of came through as well.
Yeah. You're right. They're probably more worried about their team stinking right now than the fact that Watson is coming back to play them. I don't know. Again, how passionate are they there about their football team?
I
think when they're good.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Astros. Like I think that's more of a fair weather town than maybe Cleveland is. I don't mean to take shots because I think it's still a good sports town. I think Tony Busby's going to try and make this a circus. I think if Deshaun misplays the media side of things, the media angle, if he doesn't come out and just basically say the bare minimum, make some level of an apology, and then move on, I think that could maybe turn this into a bigger issue. But by and large, like I think the NFL is going to try and set up a cupcake interview or two with Deshaun. And when I say cupcake, I mean a more league-friendly interviewer who's not going to try.
Will it be a sit-down with – like Aditi again? Aditi is the sideline reporter for this game. Will she have something pregame that they may air, like on the pregame show or on the broadcast?
Yes, I think Aditi has a reputation of being a very fair broadcaster.
Yeah.
And she obviously worked for the NFL Network.
And
so,
she has a relationship with the Browns.
Yeah. So, yes, I would imagine something like that. They're not going to put him in front of, who's Oprah's best friend?
Gail King.
I'm going to put him in front of Gail King. There's not going to be... Brian Williams will not be doing this. And I would say cupcake because that's unfair. But Deshaun will have a few things that he has to say. And I think the NFL is going to want, listen, we reinstated you. Here's our expectation. I'm sure the NFL has been incredibly clear with this from Jump Street. But the whole point of this entire week is to say, look, we dealt with it, so next week you can move on and stop talking about Deshaun Watson, the distraction. And I'm not talking just from the Browns, but I'm talking from the NFL, and get back to talking about Deshaun Watson, the football player. I think that's the goal of this week if you're the Browns, the NFL, and most likely Deshaun Watson as well.
How long does it take for this to go away? Is it going to take years?
Well, define go away.
I mean, like the Big Ben thing was talked about years after the fact.
Yeah, but it wasn't talked about nationally. It wasn't a constant. Like, listen, fans are fans. We better prepare for people are going to say Steelers
and,
fans.
And by the way, it's only going to get worse when the Browns get really good, mm-hmm. and the Browns are in the playoffs, and people are going to be making all these jokes in the stands and saying all these things. It's going to be that's never going to go away.
It will never go away. But in terms of the actual media, I think a lot of it depends on how this season goes. If Deshaun plays well enough on the football field and this team actually were to make the playoffs, you're not going to enjoy January and if you go that far, February, all that much. Because it will, in the playoffs, it will be one of the biggest stories talked about with the Cleveland Browns. Every week they would be in the playoffs. But let's say they went out and they went 4-2. So what, that's 8-9. They missed the playoffs. And then next year they go make the playoffs. I think it will be a small note in the NFL playoffs. And I'm just going based off of the Roethlisberger story, the Ray Lewis story. Ray Rice is different because he never played again in the NFL. The Michael Vick story. Like, the NFL benefits from a very shortened news cycle, Dustin. And I also think, the NFL wants to move on. And as long as Deshaun doesn't have any more issues with masseuses and a massage
therapist.
I almost said massage artist, which would be really a weird way to put that. So that
definitely
doesn't work.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this will be as bad as it is this year unless the Browns make the playoffs. At which point all of this will get ratcheted up again because the Browns will be on a national platform versus they're playing against the whatever, the Bengals or the Ravens. None of that's gonna matter as much as the playoffs. 216-578-0092. Are you guys expecting a circus around the Browns? Once the game happens, I really don't think it's going to be a circus. Leading up to the game, I think it will be. I would probably say starting tomorrow, because that's when we're expecting. We expect at some point Deshaun's going to talk. Tomorrow makes a lot of sense that he would talk tomorrow. I think from tomorrow until Sunday morning, before the game tips off, I think it's going to be uncomfortable for Browns fans. But I think the best thing to happen to Cleveland, I think the best thing to happen to this game is that the Texans suck. And
it's a 1 o'clock game buried on CBS.
I don't think Houston's going to show up to give double deuces to Deshaun Watson. Donnie, welcome to the show, bud. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. Used to live in Houston, moved out to Nevada. Hate the Texans now. Broke my heart with everything they've done. I've been on Deshaun's side since day one. And I think Tony Busby bringing these women to the game shows a complete lack of integrity. If any woman's ever been assaulted, the last thing they want to do is go to some game where he would be celebrated in any fashion. So I think it further strengthens Deshaun's case of his innocence. And, man, all I can say is go Browns. And I hope this backfires on Busby big time. That guy is a slime ball attorney.
Donnie, we appreciate it. Listen, I don't know Tony Busby. I can tell you that he's done a lot of things that I think a good amount of lawyers would do. I'm not comfortable with some of the things that he's done, and I don't like this. I
don't think it's fair to these women. I mean, if they want to do it, okay, that's fine. That's their right. But, like, the last place, if I were in their shoes, I'd want to be would be in that stadium seeing people cheer for that guy.
Yeah, because the idea that there's going to be a fair amount of Browns fans there.
Watson jerseys?
He scores a touchdown. They're going to cheer. How is that not triggering to these women? And listen, again, you made a great point. If they want to be there, okay. But I feel for those women having to be in that scenario.
It feels like Busby's like manipulating the situation again.
Yeah, I think that's
a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's a fair thing to say. Let's go with Drew. Drew, welcome to the show, bud. What you got for us?
Hey guys, I love the show. Yeah, on the topic of conversation, I think just from my general knowledge of people, just talking to people, there's going to be a lot of protests, a lot of unhappy women, wherever a game may be where Deshaun Watson plays, probably until the remainder of the year and maybe even going into next year. So I love the move because we've been screaming for a quarterback, but I hate the move because, I mean, well, look where we are.
You know, I don't want to discount the idea, and I thank you for the call. I don't want to discount the idea that there might not be some protest. Maybe this is just my naivete here. What's the longest that any story stays in the news for anymore? I'm talking about like real. I'm talking about like real huge national news. Like, I don't know what's going on in Ukraine. I mean, I'm sure it's on the networks, but I feel like people have passed that over.
It's quicker than it's ever been in our lifetime.
And so I just feel like the idea that next year we're going to have protests for I disagree. Maybe week one, but I just don't think we as a society have a long enough attention span anymore. That's the sad reality. There are so many things in this country that you're like, wasn't that a story? And it's still going on, but we just don't talk about it anymore. I think the Deshaun thing is going to be more of that. Maybe I'm underestimating it. I could be wrong. Mike, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, happy Browns Victory Tuesday. Don't get to say that often. But, hey, I want to approach it from two different angles. One, Deshaun Watson, the football player, and then two, the controversy. People are forgetting just how talented Deshaun Watson is. I saw the PFF ranked Browns offense and efficiency number 5 in the league with Jacoby Brissett as the quarterback. And I don't think people understand the difference in elevation that Deshaun Watson's going to bring us to the minute he steps foot. I get it with the rust and everything I do, but this is a guy that it's not like he wasn't touching a football. He was doing practice squad reps. He was still getting his conditioning in. He's working out. He's posted it on his Instagram story. It's there. He's going to come out sharp, and he's probably going to light up the Texans on Sunday afternoon. Talking about the controversy, I just think that there's a lot of hypocrisy involved, especially with Busby. So you're buying tickets to go and watch Deshaun Watson in Houston after you sued the Texans and made them settle out of court, and you're going to bring 10 of the accusers to essentially watch this game of retribution when – the story that Tony Busby was spinning originally was the Texans were the ones providing the NDAs and booking the suites and were in the know. Just seems like a lot of hoopla to me, but I'll listen. Thanks, guys.
We appreciate it, Mike. Yeah, you can have incredible amounts of empathy for Deshaun Watson's accusers, and you can feel like what he's being accused of is heinous. You can also, at the same time, not be comfortable with Tony Busby. I think that's what Tony's trying to do. I think Tony might be looking at this and saying, well, you know what? There's not much hoopla about this. I'm going to make a scene.
Maybe he's looking to put his name out there again and try to get some more women to jump on board.
I don't even know it's just about that. I mean, didn't he have another lawsuit here recently that he filed against another famous person?
Not sure.
I'm sorry. I'm totally butchering that. I remember it wasn't related to Sean. It was related to another.
Is Busby going to be there like in his Texans garb too?
Would it be great if he was wearing a Deshaun Watson jersey?
The Texans one?
Yeah. Okay. Great is not the right phrasing on that. Let's go with Mike. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good evening.
Buddy. Good evening, bud.
Hey, you know, obviously, I don't think Busby did anything to change the stigma attached to lawyers. You know, I know a couple that are actually pretty decent, but, you know, there's an awful lot of them that are pretty bad, and he's clearly one of them. It doesn't make any sense to bring those women there. Like, I can't even imagine what the logic to it is. I sure love to hear it from his side of it, but we'll never get that. It's about a money grab. I think you're right, Nick. He's looking for that next job. You know, hey, let's get my card back out there. Things are getting a little stale. Interestingly enough, I'm going to the game. Some friends of mine, we're old dog pounders. We got a reunion set up 3 months ago before we ever knew when the suspension was going to end or anything. And one of my buddies moved to Houston years ago, so he said, hey, come down here and watch the Browns. So I'm going to the game Sunday. I'm actually traveling down there Friday to go see it. So I'm going to see what kind of circus is going to go on. I'll come back and call you guys and tell you what it's about.
All right, buddy. You wearing a Browns jersey?
You bet your ass I am. I've been to over 50 Browns games and never been to one away game. You bet your butt I'm wearing that jersey.
You wearing Watson jersey?
I was going to say, does anybody have the stones to wear a Watson jersey yet?
You know, I don't have one yet, and that might be a little, I don't know. I had a brother that liked the Steelers for a while when we were kids, and he just did it to hate, just to spite me. And we were going to a Browns game with my grandfather, and I remember my grandfather telling him, Bobby, you have to leave that jersey at home. There's no way you're wearing that. It doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, I'm going to take my grandfather's advice. I wouldn't wear a Watson, but I'm wearing my Denzel. I'll have that sport. I'll be sporting that.
All right, Mike. All right, enjoy the game, buddy. Safe. We appreciate you.
Hey, take care.
And by the way, we have a couple people saying that Busby represented the therapist for the Spurs against Josh Primo. That's the one that I was thinking of. Thank you guys for being smarter than me. Dustin, when we had Jay Feely on, he's going to be on the broadcast with Aditi and Spiro Ditas, and we kind of asked him
Spiro Ditas feels like the home broadcaster of the Cleveland Browns for the last 10 years, right?
Same with Jay Feely. I feel like we've gotten – I mean, well, obviously Aditi as well, but like – I thought it was interesting to hear Jay talk about the thoughts and kind of getting ready to broadcast on this game, given the complexity of this conversation.
It's not going to be an easy game to broadcast, that's for sure. There are a lot of things that you have to talk about and to deal with. And there's a lot of things that Deshaun's going to have to deal with, you know, all the outside noise. And I'm sure there's going to be, you know, people there who aren't happy that he's out there playing. And, you know, the Houston fans, he basically quit on that franchise, didn't want to be there anymore. And so, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of boos and there's going to be a lot of stuff going on outside. And for me, you know, as the broadcaster doing the game, there's definitely a juxtaposition between addressing what has happened. You know, I'm the father of three girls, and I would never want my daughter to be put in that position. But at the same time, Dustin, you and I have both been in locker room, and we know there's a lot of things that go on outside of football that maybe you don't agree with that a guy does. And really what you care about, though, inside that locker room is what kind of teammate is he, and can he help us win? So there's certainly a juxtaposition that's going to be going on in that game, not only on the field with Deshaun, but in the booth when we're talking about it, and it's going to be interesting.
I think what'll be really interesting, here's one part of this that I don't know what to expect. I don't know how heavily they're going to talk about this during the game, Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you one more thing? I don't know how people are going to handle how Deshaun plays. And what I mean by that is, if Deshaun...
Like how do you... If you're... Again, I'm not doing this game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't envy the folks that have to call this game, because if Deshaun Watson... Like, I think this is where you're going. If he makes some amazing play and just... You're like, wow.
Yep.
How do you get excited about that?
Yeah, like
this quickly.
If you're Spiro Ditas, can you say, wow, what a great return?
This guy's amazing.
Can you do that? Because I got to be honest with you, I think anything you do, the Deshaun Watson story has become like a lot of things that are very polarizing in the world right now. And a lot of this is because it's become a hot topic on Twitter. There are people convinced that this was all a money grab and this has all been an assassination of Deshaun Watson's character. And there are people who are convinced Deshaun Watson is guilty of everything and then more. And I don't think there's a lot of people that are objective on this one. Like, it's been tough for me to remain objective on this because of everything we've heard about this. And it's been a fight. I've tried to be objective because I think that's what everybody involved deserves. But like, I don't think most people are trying what you and I are trying to do. I don't think most people are trying to compartmentalize football from off the field or trying to properly not just say, oh, he's totally innocent or he's totally guilty.
Right.
I think most people are in the trenches. And I kind of feel like the guys on the call, it's going to be damned if you do, damned if you don't. If Deshaun Watson makes a big play and you don't celebrate it, oh, this is an anti-Cleveland thing or this is an anti-Deshaun thing. If you go over and above and you get excited about a big play, oh, hey, there are people are going to throw around words about Deshaun Watson like rapist, and people are going to throw around words like you're enabling him.
I mean, do you make a call? Deshaun Watson's back and better than ever.
I don't think he can.
How
right?
do you do that?
Like, I think what will be really interesting is the reaction to the call. That's what I don't know. I think the reaction to the call is one thing. And then I think the reaction of Deshaun plays well. What's the post-game reaction?
Yeah.
because I think it was Jason Lloyd that I heard say something similar to this. Tomorrow or Wednesday, people are going to show up armed with takes that they've pre-written about Deshaun Watson, and this is their opportunity. This is the spotlight where Deshaun Watson's part of the conversation, and this is their moment to make their case. And they've already made up their decision on what Deshaun did or didn't do based off the limited amount of knowledge that they have of the situation.
Yep. That's accurate.
And now let me be honest. I'm not absolving the Browns from that. They made the decision. I'm not absolving Deshaun. Like, I don't know we're going to get what people want out of Deshaun. I think one of the unknowns here is, how does Deshaun handle this?
Yeah, how does he play it? Is he affected by this? I mean, certainly, you know, if you put yourself in his shoes, and I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to minimize anything here, but like, he could be affected by all this that he's caused.
Well, can you show
the distractions?
Do you expect Deshaun to show contrition?
How so?
Well, I mean, I think one of the big knocks on when he got suspended and he talked
with the media, unapologetic.
That was the line. He was unapologetic. So do you expect Deshaun to have had
growth
from this?
I think for him, if I were a PR firm advising him in his camp, I'd say, listen, when you get back, the first thing you do is you are as humble as could be, take ownership for your actions, and try to, you know, make it not about like how excited you are to get back, but just about just getting back to work, about business, you know, and not making it about like any. I would be apologetic if I were him.
I don't know
if he means it.
I think a lot of people are going to look for an apology.
Yeah,
and I personally would like
that should be the first thing he does.
I would just like to hear what he's learned from this. You can feel as if you are maybe railroaded, or maybe things were taken out of context. You can feel like maybe you didn't do exactly what was accused and still learn from the whole process.
Right.
And if Deshaun really took therapy to heart, and if Deshaun really took this idea, this what should be a wake-up call to be accused of these things and to have to go to court on these things. Yeah, what did you learn from this? Like, what are your takeaways? Because when he was asked those questions in August, he stammered. He either said the wrong thing or didn't quite act like he understood.
Defiant at times.
Yes, absolutely. And you know who else I'd like to hear from? I'd like to hear from the Haslams. And I don't know.
They've been relatively quiet.
I don't know we're going to get that. I just think when they talked in August, it was really bad. It was not good. I thought Andrew Berry acquitted himself as well as you could. I thought Kevin Stefanski, for a guy who was just trying to keep practice going, I thought Kevin Stefanski did as well of a job as you could. But I think the idea it should just be Deshaun out there just answering for his own actions, I don't know about that. I think this is, if this is truly meant to be a moment of healing, I think the Haslams being able, even if it's in a similar interview, like, I don't expect Deshaun to have a hard-hitting interview on this one. Even if it's more of that same style of interview for the Haslams, yeah. Because I think the lasting public image right now of the Haslams was defiance, was standoffishness, was, why are you asking us these questions after we traded for a guy that's been suspended 11 games for alleged sexual assault? I think they could use a do-over on that. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. I think we all need to see some more of that from them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.